Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we've been examining what the Bible says about the midnight hour. Throughout the Word of God, we find examples of people encountering a midnight hour in their life, a time when the circumstance is extremely dark, there doesn't look to be any hope on the horizon, and the person is literally helpless to change the situation. And yet God comes through in that midnight hour. Today we're going to examine the story of Ruth in the book of Ruth and how God gave her victory at midnight. In chapter 1, it begins this way. Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem in Judah. Now they entered the land of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. And they took for themselves Moabite women as wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they lived there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and the woman was bereft of her two children and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the land of Moab, for she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them food. So she departed from the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-laws with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May the Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "No, but we will surely return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return, my daughters, why should you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Return, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I said I have hope, if I should even tonight have a husband and bear sons, would you therefore wait until they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it's harder for me than for you." And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Then she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything, but death parts me and you." When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. So they both went until they came to Bethlehem. So Naomi returned, and with her Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, who returned from the land of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. Now this story begins with the sad and rather tragic tale of the death of Naomi's husband and then her two adult sons. You could say that Naomi and Ruth both had hit a midnight hour in their lives. They were widowed. Naomi also lost her two children. And as women in these historical times, there was not available to them ways to earn a living or support themselves as we have in today's society. They could not just go out and get a job. Naomi was old. There was no widow's pension. There was no welfare. There was no government assistance of any kind for these two widowed women. They had truly hit a midnight hour in their lives. They were financially bankrupt. They were emotionally devastated from the loss of husbands and then Naomi's loss also of her sons. And they had literally no hope on their horizon. And yet, Ruth had made a very interesting choice. She decided in this midnight hour of her life to put her trust in the God of Naomi. No matter what you may be facing today, whether you are in the darkest hour that you've ever experienced, God has a breakthrough answer for you. And as we continue in Ruth's story, we will find that it was literally at midnight that Ruth received her breakthrough. Chapter 2 tells us, "Now Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, 'Please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose sight I may find favor.' And she said to her, 'Go, my daughter.' So she departed and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the portion of a field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, 'May the Lord be with you.' And they said to him, 'May the Lord bless you.' Then Boaz said to his servant who was in charge of the reapers, 'Whose young woman is this?' And the servant in charge of the reapers answered and said, 'She is the young Moabite woman who returned with Naomi from the land of Moab.' And she said, 'Please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves.' Thus she came and has remained from the morning until now. She has been sitting in the house for a little while." Then Boaz said to Ruth, "Listen carefully, my daughter. Do not glean in another field. Furthermore, do not go on from this one, but stay here with my maids." Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your sight that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?" And Boaz answered and said to her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me, and how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and came to a people that you did not previously know. May the Lord reward your work and your wages be full from the Lord and the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge." When God looks at our lives and he knows that people face difficult and adverse situations in life because we live in a fallen world, people are sinful and their sinful acts reverberate throughout the lives of many other people and often fall upon our own life with circumstances of the most negative variety, God looks for the heart that will trust him despite circumstances. Ruth was one of those people who chose to trust God despite her circumstances. She could have come to the conclusion that the God of Israel was no God to trust in, since these circumstances that Naomi, her mother-in-law, faced had happened. She could have said, "Well, I'm not going to trust that God. He must not be good if these circumstances happen in a life." And yet she did not assign to God a negative connotation, as many people do. Even those who have been raised in the church will fall into that trap of deciding or assuming God must not be good or God must not love me if these circumstances have come into my life. We have to understand that we live in a fallen world, and in that fallen world, there's sin and there's sickness and there's disease. God didn't bring those into being. Those were brought in and the fall of man through sin and Satan's influence. God is a good God and a God of love, and he's a delivering God. He's a God of breakthrough. He's the one who'll deliver you though you've hit those midnight hours in your life. And so it was with Ruth. The day came when Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to Ruth, "Go down to the threshing floor where Boaz is threshing out the grain tonight, And it shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go and uncover his feet and lie down, and then he will tell you what you shall do. And it happened in the middle of the night. Ruth had gone and done what her mother-in-law said, and this occurred. It happened in the middle of the night that the man was startled and bent forward, and behold, a woman was lying at his feet. And he said, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, your maid. So spread your covering over your maid, for you are a close relative," or you are the kinsman redeemer. Then he said, "May you be blessed of the Lord, my daughter." And the story went on, and Boaz gave his word to Ruth at midnight that he would indeed become that kinsman redeemer, the one who would buy the property of Naomi and with it Ruth as his wife, and would raise up children with her. He would take her in to his own family. God will be the redeemer of your darkest hour. He will be the one who will turn things around. If you will place your trust in him, and even as Ruth asked, "Spread your covering over me." God wants to spread his covering over you. Go to him. Don't question his goodness. Believe in his goodness. Whether you have hit the darkest hour of your life, this is the time to say, "Spread your covering over me." And God wants to be that redeemer in your midnight hour right now. If you've never given your heart and life to God, this is the day to do it. He wants to break through for you in this midnight hour. If you are already his child, don't doubt his goodness. Trust in him, and he will bring you through even if it's midnight. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.